ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So, I just came to me that I should just encourage us in the way these things work. Okay, so for us to see, the reason most of the time why we have a lot of prophecy, a lot of things going on, and then in our lives it doesn't seem like it is working, is because we really do not take hold of those things. Praise the Lord. We don't take hold of them. So my number one point this evening is that we should take personal ownership of prophecy. So it has been said that 2019 is our year of rich fulfillment. Take personal ownership of it. Take personal ownership. How do you take personal ownership of this prophecy? How? We meditate. You meditate on the promise until it becomes revealed to you. There's a scripture, Psalm 66 and verse 12. So we need to sit on that scripture and meditate on it until it is revealed to us, until it becomes rhema to you, until it becomes something beyond what Pastor Ayos has talked about to you, until it becomes what Pastor Philip comes every Sunday to charge you with. My year of what? No. Until it becomes real to you. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, that is not something that will happen just like this. It won't happen like that. That's why I told us to pray at the beginning. You know, that song just stirred up something. Because, look, working with God is, it takes time. God is not microwave. God is not Indomie. 3 minutes. I don't even know how many minutes Indomie is safe. I don't know. God is not that. So it's not that quiet time that you do in the morning. Sharp, sharp. 10 minutes and you are gone. No. That's not it. That won't work. And that's why a lot of us are still where we are. God is not microwave. So this year, just tell yourself, God is not microwave. God is slow cook. Slow cook. You know, slow cook. It takes time. Takes effort. Takes time. So you need to meditate on the promise until it becomes real to you. God needs you to relax. Do you get? We are all in a hurry. Wah, wah, wah. We wake up. Lagos is not even helping matters. You wake up. Bah, 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 you're everywhere. No. When you are dealing with God, He needs you to calm down. Tell your neighbor, calm down. He needs you to calm down. Relax. Huh? So, we need to meditate on that promise until it becomes real to you. Until it becomes real. We need to see it. It is when it is revealed to you that it can be delivered to you. If you don't see it, it cannot be delivered. You know how it is now. First in, then out. Within, then without. So you need to see it. You need to see it. If you don't see it, it cannot be delivered. It can't be delivered. That's why you have to meditate. You know, there's a scripture in Genesis that all the time, you know, it comes to me. It's not as if I have mastered it, but it's something that has stuck. When Isaac's wife was being brought to him, Bible says that Isaac was in the field meditating. Somebody can help me look up that scripture in Genesis somewhere. He was in the field meditating. That was where his wife was brought to him. It suggests to me that it is something that he does. It's not something that he is not a one-off. He took time out to do that consistently. He was in the field meditating. He was in the field meditating. So you need to sit on it until you see it. Then it can be delivered to you. Of course, you can't do that without faith. Pastor talked about faith on the last day. On the last day of what conference? Talked about faith. Faith is the connector to the promise. You need faith. Bible says he that comes to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So you need to seek God diligently. God is not in for hot, cold. You know what diligence is now? Hard work. Huh? Diligently seek him. So we need to diligently seek God this year. And also, we need to be expectant. The Bible says that the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut short. But if the righteous doesn't have expectation, there's nothing to work on. So we need to be expectant. Don't let it be that I understand. Let it be that, last year was year of newness. I didn't see newness. The one before was year of something I didn't see. So I beg, no. Be expectant. Praise the Lord. And what one other thing, okay, says all of them are critical actually, okay? So the way we think must change. We talked about new wine and new wineskin. Look, this year you cannot afford to think the way you thought last year. You cannot. Our thinking must change. Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So we need to, there has to be a reorientation of our thoughts. And you know, there's a lot that happens in us that we do not know. There's a lot that's going on in our subconscious. And that's an aspect that a lot of us believers are not aware of your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind. We're not aware of it. I'm trusting God that I'll get a good grasp of that, and then I'll be able to teach it. Praise the Lord. You know, so the way we think must change. It must change. We can't afford to think the old thoughts of last year, or of 2 years ago, or of 3 years ago, or of 4 years ago. Praise the Lord. And then let the word get into your heart. I have said that somehow, but I'm just putting it. Because it is what gets into your heart that can enter your life. If it doesn't, and that is why you must meditate, you must say it. It must be revealed to you. If it doesn't enter into your heart, it cannot enter into your life. It's not possible. So it has to leave. Most of us work with our five senses. No, God is not your five senses. Anything that God will do will go beyond your five senses. How many of us have read the third dimension? Can you remember third dimension, Paul Yonggi-cho? How many of us can remember that book, the third dimension? There's a dimension that is outside of the physical things that we see, of your five senses, and that's where God works. So it must enter into your heart. If it doesn't enter into your heart, it cannot enter into your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One more thing. I'm going to talk about, but one more thing. As I was just coming, just whatever you want to do, do. Whatever it is that God has placed in your heart to do, do. Don't let opinions of other people stop you from doing what God has put in your heart to do. And that's something that is coming to me every day. To be a believer, for you to excel as a Christian, you cannot afford to be afraid. You cannot afford to be afraid. Because most of the things that you will do as a child of God will not be the norm. Will not be the norm. But a lot of us are afraid to be different. We're afraid to be different. So whatever it is that God has put in your heart to do, please do it. I'll give you an example. Like 2 years ago, 2019. So like 2017, of course, I run a growing business, and it was in my heart to do something, and I set out to do it. And then people started telling me, it can't work. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. That thing will not work. So, you know, slowly but surely, I dropped what I wanted to do. And then at the end of 2 years, I realized that, oh, girl, you were so foolish. You should have just gone ahead and did what you wanted to do. Because now I'm coming back to it. And that's the story of quite a number of us. You know, we want to do something, then they're saying, ah, it's not done that way. Ah, no, it's not done that way. You can't do that. And then because maybe you haven't seen anybody doing that same thing that particular way, you're like, maybe they are right. Maybe I should. You cannot afford to do that this year. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is that God has put in your heart to do, please do it. Whether it is common, it's not common, it's the norm, it's not the norm. Nobody has done it before. Somebody has done it and failed. You know, you know how people tell you different things. Say, ah, one person that tried to do it, ah, he didn't work, oh, he didn't jail. You know how people, he didn't jail. Ah, yeah, that thing, in this economy, ah, he won't work. And they used to say, ah, maybe I didn't hear well. Maybe it's not for now. And then you put it in the cooler. Praise God. May we not be our own stumbling blocks in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, so to go to the second encouragement. Have you been encouraged? Were you encouraged? Well, did I make any sense? Okay, praise God. Okay, so the second encouragement this evening. Psalm 1. Pastor used it on the very first day of word conference. And I just titled it the Blessed Man because we're just sitting with Psalm 1. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your word this evening. Jehovah, thank you because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And Lord God Almighty, this evening we ask again that you illuminate our hearts as we hear your word, as your word is being preached. In the name of Jesus, speak to us, O God, from your word again this evening in Jesus' name. Thank you, God Almighty, because we will not be hearers of the word only, but we will be doers of this work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, so I'm reading Psalm 1, the Amplified Version. It says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is a man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord. And on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. It says, not so the wicked. Those disobedient and living without God are not so, but they are like the chaff, worthless, dead, without substance, which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked, those disobedient and living without God, shall not stand justified in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God. For the Lord knows and is fully acquainted with the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly, those living outside God's will, shall perish, end in ruin, and come to naught. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So, I'm going to start off, like I said, Pastor used this on the first day of what conference was one of the scriptures he quoted. And he said, the word of God is particular about our standing, our sitting, our walking. Praise the Lord. The word of God is particular. God is particular. It's not, it doesn't care where you go. Doesn't care where you sit. Doesn't care, no. He cares. The word of God is particular about our standing, our sitting, and our walking. I'm going to be actually dwelling on verse 1 largely. So, because it has been in my heart even before now, you know, this particular, it just strikes me how David, at the opening of a whole book, will just talk about our position physically. God is interested in it. God is interested in your positioning. How have you positioned yourself? How? Praise the Lord. So I'm going to be taking, you know, the walking, because it's just intriguing to me. It talks about how you walk. It talks about how you stand. It talks about where you are seated. Hallelujah. And it's interesting to know. So, first one is walking. It says, the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. I think I need you to give it to me in NKJV, please. Psalm 1, NKJV, please. Okay, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Who walks not? And I had to go check that walking. But because that walking is not just the physical walking. Yes, it's the literal one. There's the literal walking. How are you walking? But I don't think that's what, you know, that's, yeah, literally. But then it is more figurative. It is more figurative. How are you walking? Meaning, how are you conducting yourself? How are you conducting yourself? How are you pursuing your life? What is your course? What is the course of your life? So you are walking, but it's not, you know, like, it's not, I'm taking one step after the other. What is the course of your life? How are you walking in the course of life? Are you paying attention at all to how you are walking? Or you are just, you know, some of us, we walk, some, you know, those people that do catwalk. You know, they train them to do the catwalk. And some people with their lives actually have trained themselves in the way their life is going. Have you met such people? Before you say something, they have a plan. They have a plan. You know, those things that you do, plan, a plan. So how have you positioned yourself in the course of your life? How are you walking? Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So that walking is pursuing a particular course of life. Is pursuing a particular course of life. What is the course? What's the course of your life? How is it going? Or you don't even have any idea. Some of us don't have ideas. It's not bad. Because you were not brought up to have ideas, actually, about how those things. It's now that, you know, our eyes have been open to do a 10-year plan, do 20-year plan, do immediate, do all of those things. When we were growing up, I'm still growing up. But when we were growing up, nobody, I didn't have any. Do I have a witness in the house? You have. Okay, I have. Praise God. I'm not alone. There was nothing like that. You were just born, sent to school and all of that. So nobody told you that you had to organize your life. Praise the Lord. We were not told that we had to organize our life. So God is saying, how are you walking? Literally and figuratively. How? How are you walking? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you, you know? What are you doing? Are you even aware? Praise God. It says, again, it says, and not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans and purpose. So, you see it here. That's, just stay here, but I'm just going to be reading my own Amplified, because I need it to. It says, and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice. Quite a number of us live in the counsel of the ungodly. It's not that we, it's just, it's the regular whatever that is around. You know, So, yeah, it's a regular, what, it's the norm. That's how we came to know it. So it's so easy for us to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Ungodly here is what is just not of God. It's as simple as that. What is not of God? What is not in line with God's word? Although I saw ungodly somewhere as being a wicked person, you know, but what is not in the line of God's word? So, God is saying to us this year, don't follow the plan, the advice. I told you of one advice now. I wanted to do something 2 years ago, and they told me, I said, in fact, when I was sharing with a friend, the friend said, oh, okay, so you listen to the voice of men. It's so easy to listen to the voice of men. It's so easy to listen to the voice of men. Because you want to do something, you cannot see it, you can't relate with it. Physically, you can't relate. So you just, you know, follow that advice. But here, God is saying, you are blessed if you don't follow the advice. If you follow the advice, it's not going to go well. You can't follow their advice, you can't follow their plans, and you can't follow their purpose. Because I have realized that, like another friend of mine will say, every person has an agenda. Unfortunately, it is us Christians that do not know that. So your office, all the other people that are not believers, they have agenda. You that you are Christian, you are just walking, you are just going. You are not aware. God will deliver us from not being aware. I need a bigger amen than that. That is dangerous for us not to be aware. And lots of believers are not aware. We are not aware. So, God is saying, you cannot follow their advice. You cannot follow their plan. You cannot follow their purposes. Praise the Lord. It says, nor stands. Again, there is a standing. In fact, when I was going through the dictionary, it was interesting to me that the walk, the stand, the sit had like 40 different meanings. And I was like, wow. Standing, sitting, walking had like 40 different definitions. It was amazing because I would have just thought stand is stand, sit is sit, walk is walk. What is all the other, you know, whatever that is said. Okay, so in standing also, it is literal, and figurative. Where are you abiding? Where are you dwelling? Where are you abiding? Where are you dwelling?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,